American politics has collided with reality television, or perhaps it's the other way around. A new program called American Candidate is in development at the FX network. It will be a 2-year talent search in which a nationwide audience chooses a people's candidate to run for president of the United States. RJ Cutler is the creator and executive producer of American Candidate. We caught up with him on his cell phone today while he was motoring through downtown Los Angeles.
Once we begin the application process, which we expect to begin this spring, we're going to ask people to fill out applications telling us why they think they should be on our show. Now, remember, our television show isn't going to be picking a president. It's not going to be doing anything except providing an opportunity for the viewing public to choose a winner of our show. And then the winner of our show, which is going, the process of which is going to take place over approximately 6-month period, is then going to decide whether or not they want to use the platform that the show has given them to actually run for president.
Have you had any fantasies, Mr. Cutler, about your candidate being more popular than a contending opposition candidate, Democrat or Republican? Well, in 2004, we're going to have a Democratic contender.
I think one always hopes that one's shows are going to be very, very popular. In this case, of course, we hope that the person who wins our show actually chooses to run for president. We hope that they have a very successful run. It'll be fascinating. But I'll tell you this, even if they are in a position to win 1% or 2% or 3% of the vote, that's going to make a difference. I think this show is really going to involve people in the American political process in a way that makes it accessible and fun and important and meaningful and immediate to them, and in a way that perhaps the political process hasn't really been seen in recent years.
But if people were really to involve themselves in the political process, wouldn't they go out and vote for someone who really had a chance of winning?
I think they'd vote for somebody they really believed in and somebody who they wanted to be their leader. And that's what, I think they'd vote their conscience. I think that's what political involvement is. It's caring about somebody, not just the two choices that are put up by system politics, but voting for people who you really care about, who you're really passionate about. You know, in the last election, we had a candidate who didn't receive that large a percentage of the vote, Ralph Nader, but a lot of people care about him, and they got involved, and they were active. And I think you're going to see that happening by virtue of this project as well.
Your candidate is going to have some great photo ops. You're going to be putting the shows, the episodes, in front of Mount Rushmore, wind up on the National Mall, Statue of Liberty. I mean, no one had to raise money to do that. That'll be money that television contributes.
Well, our show is going to be on the air before the person is actually an official candidate for the presidency. I mean, that's like suggesting that this show is financing the campaign is like suggesting that the WWF financed Jesse Ventura's campaign for the governorship. And it's true that the show will have given them a certain platform and certain exposure. But, you know, so too did the Screen Actors Guild give Ronald Reagan exposure. And so too did his Hollywood film career. So, you know, there's no question that we're hoping that this show leads to a political career for the winner of the show. But we're also hoping that it raises a lot of issues about the political process and that it gets people involved and that it, of course, results in an engaging, entertaining, and compelling television series.
Mr. Cutler didn't speculate on whether a liberal or conservative candidate would win on American Candidate. RJ Cutler is executive producer of the upcoming show, which will air on cable channel FX in January 2004.